In Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez's hold on power may be slipping. Approval ratings for the populist leader have dropped to 30% after hovering near 80% for the first 2 years of his presidency. Last week, tens of thousands of Venezuelans were in the streets on the 44th anniversary of Venezuela's modern democracy. They were protesting Chavez's authoritarian style, his attacks on news organizations, and his use of the military in politics. Stephen Dudley reports from Caracas that some are predicting violence.
You wouldn't know it from his tone of voice, but President Chavez is in trouble. This is one of three Chavez speeches from a counter-demonstration the president organized last week during the commemoration of the overthrow of Venezuela's last military dictator in 1958. Chavez tells his supporters that the press is exaggerating the number of people who marched against him. He also says the polls are manipulated. He then leads his followers in what he calls the Bolivarian wave. It is an emotional display of power, and it's one of the president's strong points. Chavez's ability to energize the crowd with talk of land reform, better education, and more health services has won him support throughout poor sectors of Venezuela, where more than half of the 24 million people live in poverty. Chavez first came to national prominence when he tried to overthrow the government in 1992. That attempt failed, but he was elected president by an overwhelming majority in 1998. Since taking power, he has yet to fulfill many of his promises. He's also inched closer to his friend and mentor, Cuban leader Fidel Castro, creating much concern amongst the most powerful people. At the United States Venezuela Chamber of Commerce annual conference, Carlos Ortega, the leader of the country's largest union confederation and a Chavez opponent, receives a warm reception from company executives of both countries. Ortega's allies also include the mayor of Caracas and the head of the country's most powerful business association. The three of them organized last week's anti-Chavez march, as well as an unprecedented national strike in December. Chavez says his opponents are conspiring with the U.S. to overthrow him, but Ortega says what they want is unity and a democratic resolution to the current crisis. The guy who's fomenting war, he says, the guy who wants blood, the guy who wants to see victims, is the president. At the 23rd of January neighborhood, a group of young boys play basketball. These are the housing projects of Caracas, where the so-called shoeless people live. This is also a Chavez stronghold. On the walls of the tall, multicolored apartment buildings are murals of the 19th century South American independence leader Simón Bolívar and Cuban revolutionary Che Guevara. Luis Enrique Robaina is a 38-year-old who has a small video rental store here. Chavez is the only guy who's gone against what the rich have done to this country, he says, and they're not letting him do anything. That's not right. There's great concern in Venezuela that the conflict could turn into class war. Chavez is a former paratrooper who has steadily militarized his cabinet. The outgoing Minister of the Interior and Justice was replaced last week by the head of the presidential police. But the opposition is also assuming a more threatening position. Anti-Chavez politicians like the mayor of Caracas have said that if the president doesn't change, the country should consider replacing him with a military civilian junta. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Caracas.